Come on then, you snivelling, grovelling, raven-stealing goat fart, Mort said in his most brutish voice.
What?
Weed said before he remembered. Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm going to take you out of here and parade you round the town, and you're going to see just what you'll be missing when you're dead in one day's time. Ha 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 ha!
You're sounding very brutal, Mort the Brute, the every 10-minute horn blower said with admiration. Then he did his thing with the horn and disappeared again.
Right, ready to go?
Mort said, helping Weed down the tunnel.
This is it. We're escaping, aren't we?
Weed said hopefully.
You really have thought of something, haven't you?
Mort didn't want to lie, so said nothing. He was thinking hard. He really was. And Mags's potion was definitely taking effect. Mort hadn't thought of a plan yet, but he had come up with a better idea for a Mort the Mighty badge, even though he hadn't earned it yet, which was a bit naughty.
You'll pay for this,
came a voice from another cell. It was Malk Clam, who didn't look quite so threatening, standing in his pants with a rat on his head.
Mort the Meek, I'm seeing that you die a horrible, slow and painful death, just like your friend.
Spit at him, Mort, Weed said. Tell Brutus to chop off his fingers.
Mort stood close to the bars. But he didn't spit. He just thought how having a name that spelled the same forwards and backwards didn't help in any way when you were in Brutalia's dank, dark prison. He reached into his pocket, where he'd placed a couple of emergency donuts, and pulled them out.
Eat one in front of him,
Weed said. Instead, Mort pushed the donut through the bars. It was a messy job. He and Weed walked away to the sound of Malk gobbling the sugary treat. Outside the prison, Weed blinked lots, roughly a million times. There wasn't sunlight as such in Brutalia, but it was bright compared with the dungeons where Weed had sat for 6 days in complete darkness.